702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
It's 8 before 8. Let's talk about the world of viral content. Kabazela, a very good morning to you. Let's start with this young girl excited about getting a job.
Yeah, good morning to you, Bele. So this is quite a sweet video. So this young girl had gone for a job interview, and a couple of rounds later, she ended up being quite successful and she got the job. And she left the guy's office and walked out back to her car or to the transport that she was going to use. And in the parking lot, she then just breaks out and does this happy dance. You can just see she's so over the moon, and she dances and she jumps on the spot and is so excited about landing this job. Now, the owner of the business, I don't know what he was doing on the CCTV footage and why he was looking, but he went and he looked at it for some reason, and he found the footage of this young girl who was dancing and celebrating her success at getting the job, posted it online, and it's gone viral and warmed people's hearts. And I suppose it's one where, you know, as often we as humans, we hide our emotions, right?
Yeah.
And like, I wonder if she had done that happy dance in his office, what the reaction would have been. Because often at times when we hear good news, we all, you know, some of us might remain very calm and cool and say, oh, thank you, I'm very happy about that, thanks a lot. And then you go, and then in your own sort of time, you celebrate and do your own thing. So it's got people thinking about, you know, hiding emotions in front of people. And perhaps if she had done the celebration in the office there and then, I wonder what the reaction would have been from the guy. Would he have appreciated that more or less? It's an interesting one to gather about humans and our emotions and hiding sometimes how happy we are at receiving good news.
Let's put it out there. I mean, do people, you know, show an overt display of exuberance when you're excited? Do you keep it all in and only reveal how you feel to those that are near and dear? How do you handle situations like that? I'd be really keen to hear what's appropriate, what's good, what's bad to do. 011-883-0702. Tell me about a granddad's touching note.
Yeah, this is a sweet story. So this granddad's son, and obviously the son's child, have moved away from this guy, right, the granddad. So he was cleaning out his garage and he came across a bucket. And in this bucket is a whole bunch of old baseball balls that he had, right? So he decided to give them away, and he wrote on a piece of paper a touching note and attached it to this bucket and left it at the batting cages for somebody to use. So the note starts off with it starts off by saying free. And he says, I hope someone can use some of these baseballs in the batting cages. I found them cleaning my garage. I pitched them to my son and grandson for countless rounds. My son is now 46 years old and my grandson is 23 years old. I am 72, and what I won't give to pitch a couple of buckets to them. They have both moved away. If you are a father, cherish these times. You won't believe how quickly they will be gone. God bless. P.S. Give them a hug and tell them you love them every chance you get. And this note was captured, and somebody put it on Twitter, and it's gone viral for obvious reasons. And people are just talking about, you know, those moments in your life where you are with your dad or your mom.
Yeah.
And you just take those, you know, those moments for granted. Like, it could be kicking a soccer ball with your dad in the back garden.
Right.
Or, you know, doing something with your mom. And especially grandparents as well. You take those moments for granted. So people are just sort of reminiscing and thinking to themselves, you know, geez, it's very difficult to appreciate those moments whilst they're happening, but only when they're gone, do you reminisce a little bit more about those things that you used to do with your parents or with your grandparents. So a very, very touching note. And the grandson, by the way, has said that he's going to go back and visit his granddad soon and go to the batting cages and pitch some balls with his granddad. So,
well, I mean, it's
a very touching story.
It's an apt discussion because, of course, October 1st is also International Day of Older Persons. And we know, because of the pandemic, older people have been, in many cases, on their own, not spending the usual time they would have with loved ones and family. And maybe that's an opportunity for us to have a conversation about that, right? Those moments that if you could have them all over again with particularly the older people in your life, what would they be? What are the standout moments, the things you wish you could do with the older persons in your life? Give us a call, a notable one, 883-0702.